This week, commentary from the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance was included in a special insert in the USA Today on animal welfare. The insert included content from many animal rights groups as well as some quotes from well-known animal welfare expert Temple Grandin from Colorado State University. The USFRA comment discussed the importance of animal welfare from the producer's side of the conversation, emphasizing a zero-tolerance policy for abusive practices in farm country. USFRA CEO Randy Krotz says this is an example of how producers can play a role in the conversation.
You know, what we want consumers to understand and what we learned actually from the film Farmland is that when farmers and ranchers talk to consumers about how we care for animals and how we have zero tolerance for animals being in any way mistreated, it comes through very clear. Consumers understand that, hey, these are the folks that work with animals every day. So we thought it was important for us to engage in this conversation.
Krotz says more information about methodology behind animal confinement needs to make it to the consumer.
There's also such a misunderstanding and really a misrepresentation of what it means to confine animals. And, you know, some of the misunderstandings around sustainability related to confining animals and animal treatment. So we thought it was important that we step in and try to provide a resource for consumers to go to find out more from farmers and ranchers about how we grow and raise livestock.
Krotz says having the conversation about animal housing practices is a tough one, but it's worth having.
And it is hard to help people understand the benefit to taking hogs indoors from a standpoint of using less medicine to having them cool when they need to be and warm when they need to be, and how really it's a lot around animal husbandry. And it's the same thing with chickens, whether it's broilers or laying hens. So there's so much for consumers to learn.
USFRA is an industry-backed effort seeking to increase agricultural awareness and literacy. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.